This is the Bloomington Review with Jim Inman.
On News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman, and first of all, Dr. Piller's back in the studio.
It's like riding a bike, Jim.
It's just riding like a bike.
It's like a reunion show.
This is totally a reunion show.
I swear we should be on tour and have t-shirts.
What we do for December, we bring out all the best guests. The Bloomington lady,
hello.
Julie Warren, back in the studio. I got to see both of you last Friday night at the Canopy of Light.
That's
best
right.
event
when
in Bloomington.
I was going around with Lisa LaMarca from downtown Bloomington and Facebook Living for 2 hours or
That's
whatever
right.
it was. And good time.
It was. Time. I went back and looked because, you know, they keep those videos on your Facebook page. So I went back and looked and I didn't look like a total idiot.
Did you see me?
So that was good. No, I didn't see you. I just looked at myself. Narcissist.
Yeah,
you know?
I saw you when you were coming off the stage, Jim.
But were we, was, okay.
You
I remember
were in
that,
my face with your device thing that you had all over the place
well,
and a flashlight on me. So I assume I was somewhere.
So here's the deal. We plugged in. Well, first of all, let's explain. We're changing the format of the show this week a little bit. We're going to start off with the conversation because it's the Bloomington lady.
Can I tell everyone it's going to be sunny this weekend, or am I supposed to wait on that?
Go right ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I don't...
Give the forecast, Dr.
It's not time for the forecast.
Okay,
you have to tell us the format, then we'll do the forecast.
Can you tell how organized we are this weekend? but anyway, we did Facebook Live for the Canopy of Lights. We started about a little after 6, but Lisa, being the admin of the Downtown Bloomington Facebook page, had it on her phone. Well, she started having phone issues. She'd never done Facebook Live before, and battery was jumping up and down and everything. So we went old school. We had to actually have a hard battery pack plugged in to her phone, which worked fine for the first hour and 12 minutes or so. But then once the program began, then we started having some issues. So there are like 4 or 5 videos of the program itself. So Dr. Piller may not have been in the one that you were in you were at a... I saw you at a different time than
him. I'm in the B-roll.
No, you're live in there somewhere.
The, main...
putting them all together, so to speak.
No.
But the Canopy of Lights... There had to be 7,000 people.
Oh, it was huge.
It was beautiful.
So many people.
It was perfect weather.
I've never seen it like that.
It was perfect.
Yeah, it was really nice.
They were lined down Kirkwood both directions towards the sample gates and then going west as well. Like, holy cow.
I'll say it like this and put it in terms that our listening audience will certainly understand. Last year, I was able to get a window seat inside at the tap.
Yes.
This year, there were no seats in the front, the middle, or in the back of the tap.
Right.
That's right. Yep.
So that's, I mean, it was a crazy crowd.
Yeah.
We did talk to Julie and Jeremy's kids. They're two young daughters.
Yeah.
And I forget what we asked them, if it was just what they wanted for Christmas or
something. You asked them, because we had been out to dinner. We did the whole downtown thing. We went out to dinner, and looked at some little shops and stuff. We went to Blue Boy and got some ice cream cookie sandwiches. And you asked them what their favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner was.
Oh, okay.
Naturally, they said dessert.
Yeah.
Of course they did. Literally. Although Remy ate about 5 pounds of turkey, so I don't know what she's talking about. Was into it.
Well, I'm going to ask Julie here first, Dr. Piller, because we haven't seen her for so long. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really good.
Because I know you have a story that, you know, this one of those butterball turkey expert kind of experiences.
Yeah.
And we will be using it next year.
Okay,
so.
Yes. Yeah, you should ask them what happens if your electricity goes out while you're cooking a turkey. So we were about halfway through, and it was this, so like every other year we do like a big family gathering. This was the off year, thank God, because there was just my sister and her boyfriend and my dad coming over.
Mm-hmm.
So we're halfway through cooking the turkey and power goes out and we have an electric range. Like it was, no, this is not happening. So we waited for a little while, kept the oven closed so it wouldn't cool down.
Right.
And then we were like, it's not coming back on. So I called my sister and I was like, you better vacuum real quick because we're coming over. So she did. And so we put the turkey in her oven. Cooked all of the sides on her grill, like just put casserole dishes on the grill. It worked. They get a little extra done on the bottom, it was fine.
Yep.
And it turned out fine. Actually, I thought it might get dried out or whatever, but the turkey was perfect.
Really?
So we didn't let it cool down too much. We kept it in the oven and then covered it and everything.
Yeah.
But so
full
you might
turkey,
have to,
not like just a turkey breast.
Yeah.
But.
This was the first time that Jeremy and I had cooked a turkey. So we were just like, had no idea what we were doing, super nervous. And then it was like, oh, and then the power goes out. Awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. So, you know, good times. But it all turned out okay.
Excellent.
We rolled with it. We had cocktails, you know, we're like, forget it. Just forget about it.
Dr. Piller, how was your turkey day?
We followed in the footsteps of the Pilgrims, and we went to Ruth Chris Steakhouse up in Indianapolis.
The pilgrimage.
Yes, exactly.
To the steakhouse.
The pilgrimage, yeah. It was actually really wonderful. They had a very nice Thanksgiving dinner option or the steak option. So right. we had a little bit of both in our group, and that was really nice.
Good.
And nice to have someone else make it, clean up, and then you just get up and leave. Now, you don't get the benefit of the leftovers, but you don't have to worry about your power going out. You don't have to worry about undercooking the bird.
You just let me ask that. You know. Could were there no leftovers, or were
that's true.
Or did you? I mean, you couldn't take what you
I
didn't
ate
eat.
My meal.
You did.
Okay,
but they were very nice, and they gave everybody a pie from Taylor's Bakery up in Indianapolis, which is
cool.
kind of a big time bakery. And so everyone, so you had a dessert choice with your meal, but then you also got a full pie to go, which I thought was a nice touch.
Oh, that is really nice,
man.
Yeah.
So maybe Ruth Chris will advertise for the show.
Oh, I love
Send some gift cards.
Yeah. I did Grandma's house on Thanksgiving, and my grandmother had knee replacement surgery like 5 weeks ago, but she,
we
I'm going
to ask Jim how his Thanksgiving went. Jim,
how was your Thanksgiving? I was getting ready to.
It's okay. I'm just, I'm just sitting here as the psychiatrist looking at the two of you, like, tell me what's going on.
We need help.
But she wanted to do it, so she, all fine and dandy, the normal family get together.
Nice.
Kind of thing. So,
I love it. Very
good.
Traditional. Yeah, but talking about leftovers, like, are you into leftovers? Like, Jeremy doesn't eat leftovers.
Turkey, I do. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Turkey,
yeah.
Yes.
Because you can transform it. Like, we made turkey and noodles a couple days ago,
right.
So that was good. But
this was the off year, like meaning family comes either Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Right,
so
yes. Yeah, I'm with
should
you.
Be the bigger crowd in a couple of weeks. So there wasn't as much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And but the problem is with Thanksgiving, not that there are problems, but you have to have noodles. You have to, at my family, you have to have mashed potatoes.
You got to have those favorites.
You have
yeah.
to have dressing. You have to mm-hmm. have, you have to have. So even though there's not that many of you, you still have to do it up.
You have to have 15 dishes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So you work with it and all of that. So
yeah, love it.
So what are you doing now? Because we haven't seen you in the WGCL studios.
Been so long.
And
I've wanted to invite you back a dozen times, but Jim always says no.
I believe that.
My mom has been requesting it, let's be honest.
I love it.
But
mothers
Jim
love
has,
me.
Jim has still said no.
Yeah.
You two settled
it. She snuck in the back door tonight. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. No, so I have been doing some freelance work, like marketing, copywriting, consulting sort of stuff, PR things here in town and then a couple other places outside of town. So I've been keeping busy, volunteering as per usual, can't stop that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been staying busy, you know, and then just being available for my kids. That's nice, too.
I was
going to
say, are you doing, like, the cupcake runs to school or anything for kids' activities?
You know what? So all that stuff used to happen anyway. When I was working full-time, it was just, like, a little more frantic pace and cramming it in and, you know, whatever. So now I don't have to move at such a fast pace, I guess.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's nice. It
Good
is.
For you.
Yeah, I like it.
Wow. And the girls are in what grades?
Yeah, Remy's in kindergarten, and then Ellie is in third grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your kids won't be going to Jackson Creek.
Oh, no, they will. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dr. Puller will be there, principal.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. I'm going to join the PTO. I'm going to be in his face 24/7.
Fantastic. We love parent involvement. So this will be great.
Especially,
it can be on the garden committee. You can volunteer in the library, and we'll find some other things for you.
Yeah.
You and I have not talked, Dr. Pillner Wild. Did you guys do your camp out at Jackson Creek?
Oh, yeah.
The administration?
A torrential downpour. Absolutely.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
And you still made it through the night?
Absolutely. Have not cheated in 7 years.
Oh, I didn't think you had, but I just didn't know if. I didn't know if it had taken place or not, because I usually try and swing by.
Yeah, I forget the exact numbers. It was over $3,000, so the goal was met this year for Alcott Cancer Center. And then our seven-year total is $16,700 and some change. So really nice run of supporting Alcott here in town.
Good.
Yep.
Okay. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Julie Warren, the Bloomington Lady, and Dr. David Pillar. Stay with us. We will be right back here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back again to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman, David Pillar, and Julie Warren, the Bloomington Lady. Just doing a little catch-up, if you will, because we all haven't been in the same room and quite some time. So, Dr. Pillar, Julie sent me this email the other
day. It's going to be sunny all weekend. It's going to rain on Monday.
Yes.
All your weather all the time, WGCLradio.com.
Perfect.
You got it.
You got it. So Julie sent me this email the other day, and she is involved in a contest in Bloomington.
Oh, is it like when you do the salsa dance for Dancing with the Celebrities?
No, although we do need to put her name in for Dancing with the Celebs 2018.
Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah,
would
be fine. How are you involved in this?
Yes, so this is one of my freelance projects. Okay. I've been working with One World Enterprises, yep. which is the hospitality group that owns Lenny's, Bloomington Brewing Company, Pizza X, right. that sort of stuff. So they have a new restaurant that they're opening called Hive. It'll be on the east side. It's going to open in early 2018. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like a fast casual style. So like walk up, order your food, but they'll serve it to you very quick, but like creative comfort food, right? So mm-hmm. pot pies, rotisserie chicken with also some healthy, like lighter right. options as well, deli right. sandwiches and all of that stuff. But one of the things they're going to do, so one of the features of their menu is cinnamon rolls. Really good, gooey, delicious cinnamon uh-huh. rolls. So they're doing a contest to get people to enter their cinnamon roll recipes and then do like a live cook-off with some guest judges. And so, you know, the winner will get a hefty prize, but then yes. also maybe be featured on the menu too.
So are you a cinnamon roll fan?
Oh, man.
Oh, I love them. I okay. love them so much.
I glanced at the rules.
How do we get in on this judging?
Yes.
Exactly.
That's number two of my questions here. Number one is they want the recipes. So that means you don't have to make it?
So you will for the live judging. Okay. So you enter your recipe, and I think they just sort of, basically to get your information in
right.
there. And then they'll do the live contest yes. in January.
Yes.
And so you enter now all the way through January 1st, and then there'll be a live cook-off on a Saturday. Like, I think it's the 13th. And yeah, so they'll be, yeah. And so then they have to bring like a dozen cinnamon rolls to the live judging.
Do we know where this is going to happen, or are you not allowed to tell us yet?
No, like, it'll be at the it's at 10th and the Bypass.
Mm-hmm. So in the plaza?
In that
like
plaza,
Sherwin
in a
Williams?
Corner, yep, corner
oh,
spot.
All right.
Yeah, so the east side has a nice local, like fast casual, good right. good food place, which is awesome.
Jeff mm-hmm. Mee spoke for our young professional group at the Chamber yeah. of Commerce a few weeks ago, and we did not tell any of the attendees ahead of time, but I knew working with Sydney mm-hmm. at One World that they were going to serve food from Hive.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't want anybody to come and test it with the preconceived notion of, oh, we get to just come and taste new food. No. So they had shooter glasses of chicken soup.
Oh, yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, yeah. And then they had like a crostini kind of thing or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they are making their own sausage
mm-hmm.
as well. And Thai sausage, I think is what he said. It had like sticky rice as part of the ingredient.
It's so interesting. The menu is going to have a lot of like comfort pies, actual whole pies mm-hmm. also, and that sort of stuff. But then also a lot of like global influences too, because Jeff travels all the time.
Right.
So he's, you know, he wants to get a little of this, a little of that, which I think is cool. You know, like why not have those options? And the comfort food's going to, I mean, you know, it's going to be pot pies, but they're going to be really flavorful, and they're going to have dynamic, you know, ingredients and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be just, you know, the kind of very, very traditional, boring yeah. type of stuff. It's going to be really good.
So you didn't answer Dr. Pillar's question.
Oh, how do you get on judging?
Yeah, I want to judge.
You know, I am not in charge of selecting
oh,
judges. However,
I
will make recommendations. So,
all right.
Yeah, I'll see what
Fair
I can do.
Fair point. Fair point.
Yeah.
Well, the scheduling future of your children's education depends. No. Kidding. We don't play favorites.
I feel like you two, you guys could be, you know, media guests as well to come and
well,
taste
there you
test
have it.
As well.
I see. That's so. Where I'm, do the,
there's the angle.
A couple years
yeah.
ago, we got media passes to the Balloon Fest, Jim. See?
Oh, that's
there
right.
You
yes.
go.
So yeah, it's giving back.
You're exactly right.
This is your contribution.
This is like you were talking volunteering earlier. I think this is a wonderful opportunity for Jim and I to volunteer for this.
I mm-hmm. like it. Good hearts. There you go.
That's
yeah,
us.
That's a rough gig. What's on your girls' Christmas list this year?
Oh, my Lord. Okay. What isn't?
Let me backtrack because I don't have kids. Dr. Pillar doesn't have kids. So how do your kids find Christmas presents? Because we all grew up getting
mm-hmm.
the catalog in the
mm-hmm.
mail
mm-hmm.
and circling every page mm-hmm. and size and quantity and all that. So how do your kids find what they want?
Such a good question, Jim. That's exactly where the story was going to start, because Target sent out a catalog, like, I think right around Halloween time. Like, here's the holiday gift list. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, so they went through and circled almost everything.
Right.
And then I went through it with them and said, no, like, let's get real. You're not getting that. And you'd never
you
play
with
it. Don't
start shaving your legs yet.
Right, exactly. Right, exactly. You don't know how to drive a car. No. So, yeah. So that's where they started. And then they, of course, see commercials on TV.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I want want that and stuff. So the hot thing last year was the Hatchimals, right? They sold out and they were a gazillion dollars if you tried to get them.
Do they still have commercials for toys in between cartoons and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know. Yes. But it ramps up during the holidays for sure. Yeah.
Right.
So they actually didn't ask for a Hatchimal last year, or maybe they did, but they knew that Santa was overwhelmed with orders. So they didn't get a Hatchimal last year. Mm-hmm. We'll see about this year. We'll see.
I was going to say, did you find one in March that Santa has in his...
They have, and so now they're, you can get them. Mm-hmm. I think, who knows? The hot thing this year I read was these things called fingerlings.
Yes, I've heard of these too.
Which I don't, I guess.
Potatoes, Jim. They're little potatoes.
That's where I knew there was some kind of food. But
I know. It's like a, I don't know. It's some sort of little stuffed animal-y thing.
Finger puppet type thingy that you kind of like interact with back and forth. Like so you put them on your hands and.
Yeah.
They're like
the old it's like a monkey that rides on your finger.
Are they electronic at all? Like, are they supposed
I
to
think if there you, is.
We've just gone from a family show to
a
Bloomington Review After Dark.
This sounds really dirty.
Julie Warren.
Well, but if that's what they're calling
and
they're advertising it to kids,
every time,
trying to describe this kind of thing. I mean, imagine what the boardroom was like. Steve, your product is not quite what we're going for this year.
I think we need a visual. Maybe not. Yeah. No, but yes. So I think there's some sort of electronic component to it, right? Where it, I think, or at least it'll talk or like blink.
I'm surprised that if they didn't do something electronic.
Yeah.
We've kind of exceeded my knowledge on the topic.
Yeah.
But
well, me too.
I was impressed that I knew what I did.
No, you did good. That was good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We are not asking
for
that.
Positive feedback that keeps me coming back.
That's why you want me on, because I always say you're doing such a good job. So we're not getting that.
All of that for something where actually the children are not getting.
they didn't even ask for it yet, which I think it's going to come up, but it'll be like,
let me jump in because this reeks of something that Jim will find a picture or of a description of and then put it on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheBloomingtonReview.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome.
That's right.
Yeah, like plug in the weather, plug
you're
in
so
this.
So good.
I've missed you.
We've got to have high school basketball on this weekend, right?
We do.
We'll see all these things that we just have to make sure get plugged.
That's right.
Keep plugging, sir.
No, that's all I've got. I've got the weather. I've got our Facebook page. Get that on there. I'm sure
TTS
has a concert or something. Giacomo's Upper Crust Pizza. Can we talk about them and Spoon? No?
What were you going to say to the Bloomington lady 15 minutes ago,
no,
Dr. Belli?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what else is for Christmas? Okay, I'm going to get us back on track here.
Thank you.
Barbies, Legos, building type things, riding scooter business. They already have so much stuff. Like with, grandparents, these kids, there's a room full of toys that they sort of play with sometimes. And then my husband... So, like, I thought, okay, the big cool gift will be we'll get like a gaming console because everything we have is like a million years old from when he played it, as a single.
But all that
bachelor.
Stuff's back now.
Well, I know. Well, that's true. No, his isn't retro enough to be cool. Oh. It's just junky.
You're sure your kid's Pong.
Right.
Today was the 45th anniversary of Pong. Did you see that on?
No, I did not.
Good job, Jim.
Come on. You had to know that.
I did not.
You just look at that. Pulled that out of the air.
Saw it on Facebook.
Out of somewhere. I knew where you were going.
You were the one talking about monkeys earlier.
Yeah. All right. So
anyway,
Paul,
so he went ahead like a couple weeks ago and bought a new PlayStation with the VR headset because my daughter had been real excited about trying this VR stuff. I was just going to get her
virtual reality.
Virtual reality. That's right. Yeah. I was going to get her one of those little headsets that you just plug your phone in. It's like $20 or whatever.
Right.
No, so he went and bought the whole system. And it is awesome. It's so fun and crazy and weird. And it scares me all the time. Like I'm about to fall over all the time.
You need to do that with a parent or grandparent.
Yeah. And video.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
And then record it because that's what makes it that much more.
I did see someone one time trying to use it at a trade show. They were doing a demo. And he fell out of his chair, for sure.
Did he really?
Yeah, I was like, why wasn't I taping that? I tried not to laugh, but, he did a little. So people falling is funny.
As long as
they
don't get hurt.
He didn't get hurt.
As long as
they
don't get hurt. As long as they don't get hurt.
He sort of laughed it off.
We advocate for safety here on the Bloomington Review.
That's right.
Yes, we do.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully Santa Claus is good to the girls. And
yeah.
Oh,
any
yeah.
other Bloomington stuff you're going to be doing or area stuff that you're
going
to be doing?
Yeah, I mean, the girls are going to go see Peter Pan. I think they're going with their school, so I don't know if we'll go as a family. But I do love the Cardinal Stage, Peter Pan, all their productions.
That'll be fun.
It is fun. And then, like, Chimes of Christmas, sometimes we do that. We did the Nutcracker a couple years ago.
That's really well done over at the, well, what was it, the Mac?
Yeah.
That was, we went last year, a bunch of our kids were involved in that. It was really, really well done.
It is really well done, and yeah. it's beautiful. It's a beautiful space.
Like, I've seen it around, I think we've seen it three or four times around Indy and on Butler's campus and downtown, and I would stack the IU Mac rendition up against any of those other ones. So if you've not gotten your tickets yet, you need to go do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's this weekend, too. Like, there's a million things happening this weekend. Yep. Krampus is this weekend. Have you guys done Krampus before?
I have seen it, but not participated.
It's pretty great, actually.
Are you going to be there?
It's Jeremy's birthday, so we may... Actually, they'll probably find us, because they go cruising around downtown after the parade. Right. So they'll probably find us being naughty. You know, who knows? So
my goodness.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well... It's nice to catch up with the Bloomington lady.
Thank you for having me.
Come by more often.
I will. Well, invite me, and I will. I'll do it.
I'm just shaking my head because she's speaking truths over here, Jim.
I didn't. Jim's both really of been you. Out. You guys have been gone forever.
Jim's he's a tough booker.
He
really is.
He is tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coordinating schedules. It's
the
rough.
Butterball lady and the glass pumpkin patch. Those two have like priority
That's
over
right.
the rest of us.
That's right. I get it.
It's all in love. It's all in love. Craig Hickman is on next week from Pro Blue. We're talking electronics for
Ooh, awesome.
The holidays.
If Durno's listening, we need to get him on here. I've got some complaints about 37. So, Kurt, if you're out there listening,
everybody
I got some complaints. We're going to cover it by inviting you to talk about winter weather driving tips, but I've got complaints about 37.
You're giving him a warning. That's cool.
Yeah,
you're not
going to
totally blindside him with
just
that.
Remember that he carries that little book where he can write all those tickets and everything and... You're
just looking
for
your car.
Yeah,
we're tight. It's an Ellettsville thing. So now that you live out of the Ville, Jim, you're no longer in our club. We have meetings. You don't even know about them.
Oh, is that how it is?
That's exactly
is
how
that
it is.
What is going on? That's why you're not on here anymore. Like,
well,
you used to be. Every Friday night, I gotta be in the Eville at 5:15 to
right.
7. So it's great. Appreciate the vote's confidence.
Get in there before sundown.
This is actually. It's either this show or next week's show is 5 years of the Bloomington Review.
For you?
Yeah.
It awesome. Is.
I think that's right.
Well, I think I celebrated 4 years, although my sick leave time has just been incredible here in the last couple months. Mm. But 4 years in August, I think it was.
I got an email alert saying that my email was about ready to be cut off because I hadn't deleted anything. I'm a pack rat for in every email, but I started going through and I saw Mr. Callahan, Brian, who used to be the co-host with me and did all the stuff and everything. I'm like, I probably don't need, hey, I'll see you at X time, Brian. So I started deleting a bunch
from
of those.
5 years ago.
You know, you do what
well,
you
good job.
Do.
Hey, congratulations to Thanks. Both of you. That's pretty
Thanks.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's been, Jim does a really good job as the Minister of Culture here in Bloomington. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun stuff. And I think my favorite thing about the whole deal is just the idea of so many great people in our community and so many great causes being highlighted. And I think that's always been the goal of the show. Mm-hmm. And I think Jim's done a great job in making that
Thanks.
Happen.
Agreed.
So, yeah. And one of the best is right here between you and I, Ms. Julie
Warren. That's right.
The Bloomington lady.
Happy to be part of it.
All right. I'm going to let you two do what you need to do.
Okay.
You're welcome to stay if you want to. We'll find out after the break. So stay with us. We'll be right back here on the Bloomington Review. All right, welcome back again to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman and Dr. Piller and Julie Warren has left the building, and we are now back to square one via square three and four kind of thing.
Yeah, we're going in a little bit different direction tonight,
Jim. Why not?
Let's do it.
Why
the heck
not?
It's December 1st.
Not.
We're starting a new month. I think we should.
Yes.
But one thing that hasn't changed is that WGCLradio.com is your place for weather. So we're going to give you a brief forecast that tonight, if you're with us on Friday night, mostly clear, low around 31. Saturday, sunny, beautiful. High near 54 Saturday night, mostly clear. Again, right around freezing then. Sunday, sunny, high near 56. Monday, back up to 61. Then we're going to start the drop on Tuesday at 50 with some precipitation in the forecast. And then Wednesday on, it's the burr months, Jim. It's 37 and
the last
moving.
One, though.
Yeah, 37 and moving in the downward direction. So, again, WGCLradio.com, all your weather all the time.
I actually got my lawnmower out a few days ago and mulched up some leaves because it was
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I'm thinking
out.
I'm going to have to do that Sunday. That's probably on
this is
on the list. I think you're right.
Exactly. So, before I forget, Julie had to take off, but she mentioned the cinnamon roll contest, the cooking contest, and I don't think that we gave the URL of the information about this. So Hive Bloomington, HIVEBloomington.com. That is the website for the new Hive restaurant, part of One World, and you can go there and check out all the information for the cinnamon roll contest, which Dr. Piller, I'm hopeful.
Yeah, it would be great to be the guest
we'll be a
judges
judge.
There.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. I like it. So school week was good for you?
Fabulous.
Excellent.
Fabulous. First week back after a break is always a little tough getting back into the routine of things for everybody, adults and children.
When is last day school-wise?
Last day of school is supposed to be that Thursday, which I believe is the 21st, if I'm not mistaken. So Thursday, I think December the 21st is the last day of school as it stands right now. Friday the 22nd for MCCSC. Is a build-in snow day. So no, if there are no days of school canceled between now and that date, then that'll be it. So that'll be a nice early gift.
Excellent.
For some folks if we can make it through that day. So
good.
And then, of course, 2 full weeks. And so school for MCCSC will then resume on Monday, January 8th. And so... Yeah,
good.
But time is flying, Jim, as it always does.
It in a good and a bad way, it
That's
absolutely
right.
does. I work for, if people listening don't know, I work for the Chamber of Commerce. On this coming Tuesday night, we have an event with Mayor Hamilton and Susan Sandberg, Ryan Cobine, and Amanda Barge. We're doing a local leaders forum, and I think we're expecting about 100 people to a private event for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then our Young Professionals group has a mixer next Friday evening. If anybody's in that 20 to 40 category and wants to check out helping young professionals excel, hype, come out to Crazy Horse next Friday night for a little holiday mixer from, I think it's from 7 till 9, so right after the show's done.
Got it. That sounds good.
So, yeah. Duke game? Any thoughts?
Yeah, we cover it in sports on the official stuff, but... you know, it was a great great atmosphere, late night.
Yes.
You know, that part of it was tough. But, yeah, it was, you know, we've had some nice environments, obviously, last year, North Carolina game. But, yeah, you know, I mean, I think that was a great effort. And you know, you got beat by a team that probably has 5, 6, maybe 7 first-round NBA draft picks mm-hmm. On their roster against our kids who, you know, Deron Davis might be an NBA player at some point. I'm not certain about Robert Johnson's future as being an NBA player, but, you know, he still has a full senior season. Yeah. So lots can happen. But, yeah, good, you know, good for Bloomington. It was, a nice evening to spotlight a lot of the things that happen in our community and all that. So it was good.
And coming up, if you're catching us on Friday night, we have high school basketball here just after 7 o'clock this evening.
And how's the Emmon built over at the Mustang Corral, Cloverdale? The Clovers, Pat Rady Jr., Pat Rady Sr., his father is one of Indiana's all-time winningest basketball coaches. Pat Rady Jr. will take his Cloverdale Clovers to the Corral to take on J.B. Neal and the Edgewood Mustangs.
Both looking for the first win this season.
Yeah, WIC Conference, Western Indiana Conference. So Edgewood is welcoming Cloverdale, who is a newer member to the WIC, and they will be in a girl-boy varsity doubleheader tonight. So WGCL is carrying the boys' game because the girls' game starts at 6, and if they carried that game, you wouldn't be hearing us.
Exactly.
So WIC Conference games generally are the varsity doubleheader. So Chalk Talk tonight will probably be a little later, probably 7:15. So... check back in. Stay with us at the top of the hour, of course. You know, who knows what? I mean, I don't know. I mean, they might replay the first part of this show. You never know. But anyway, yeah, there'll be some. Chalk Talk will probably tip off about 7:15 with, I think Dave's with Coach JB Neal. So that's my guess. And then after that, boys varsity basketball here on WGCL Radio.
And quick reminder, next week on the program, Craig Hickman from Pro Blue IT. We're going to be talking about electronics at Christmas, all the stuff that your kids want. Do they really need it? Yes and no. My question, actually, I had a friend ask me about printers. Wanted to print some stuff off and trying to find the right printer and the right value with ink and everything. I cleaned out some electronics over Thanksgiving break. I don't know what to do with it because it's one of those, they're not computers, but do they still store information kind of thing? Mm. Stuff for your television, like if you stream or if you have old modems, things like that.
Yeah.
What do you do? So we'll find out next week, but you can hit us up with some questions at facebook.com/TheBloomingtonReview. Going to take a break. Come back with your local news. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman and Dr. David Piller. And what's on the news side of things for you, sir?
Jim, let's talk Bounds and McPike. Foul play is suspected in the fire that burned the Bounds and McPike flooring building to the ground on June 24th earlier this year. Bloomington Police Department said this past Wednesday that they are the lead agency in investigation since arson is suspected. Detectives have interviewed at least a dozen people, including Bounds and McPike employees, in connection with the fire. If you know, remember, Jim, if you're not familiar, this is, I know you are, but if, in case listeners can't quite remember, this is on West 3rd Street, right near 37, kind of opposite
of the movie,
by the movie theater. Yeah, exactly, right there. Mm-hmm. So a passerby called 911 to report the fire at 5 a.m. on the 24th. While there is a suspected crime, Bloomington Police will be the lead investigative agency, Lieutenant John Kovach said. The investigation is still alive. Charred and melted metal was recently cleared from the site almost 5 months after the fire. The debris had been left in place because of the ongoing investigation, according to Bloomington Fire Department spokesman Brandon Hudson. The scene itself contains evidence, and it can be revisited and referred to if need be, Hudson told a reporter back on November 9th. So apparently over the last 2 or 3 weeks, they got what they needed, I'd imagine. It's not yet who gave the orders to clear the debris, but that has happened. Police are working with the Bloomington Fire Department, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, and the Indiana State Marshal's Office and Insurance Office investigators. The cause and origin are still unknown, according to Bloomington Police. If the state fire marshal determines the fire cause was accidental or natural, Kovach said, Bloomington Police will close any criminal investigation.
So you all have had your thoughts and feelings and opinions about parking in downtown Bloomington. Well, guess what? Ladies and gentlemen, you're invited next week to meet and discuss your opinions on the city's existing parking infrastructure. Wednesday, December 6th, there are going to be a variety of public meetings and also more on Thursday, December 7th. The public's invited to participate in a study to help inform a review of Bloomington's downtown parking needs. The public input session meets in the council chambers at Bloomington City Hall. That's downtown on North Morton Street. And there is a schedule set to address specific stakeholders at different times. So you can go in between 10:30 and 6:30 on Wednesday, December 6th, and there is a full agenda available at the city's website. We'll put it up on the Facebook page as well. And then December 7th has more information about parking and whatnot. So it's a wonderful subject that never, ever ends.
The parking is always interesting, but the whatnot is always more.
Yes, it is.
All right. Indiana University has joined a growing number of institutions where some activities of interfraternal council chapters have been suspended. The IU Interfraternity Council unanimously voted Monday to suspend social activities with alcohol and unsupervised new member education until February 28, 2018. Winter recruitment can take place in January as planned, but a chapter advisor or a representative from the fraternity's national headquarters must oversee and approve activities involved in that process. Fraternities can still host parties as long as alcohol is not present. And Jim, in this discussion, fraternities refers to both fraternities and sororities. Okay. There was not one specific event that led to the suspension, said Andrew Cowie, president of IU's Interfraternity Council. It was the Infrafraternity Council. I'm going to have to quit saying that, Jim. It's gonna kill me here. I'm going to mess it up at some point.
Okay.
It was the IC seeing an opportunity to take a proactive approach and identify ways in which we as a community can become a safer and more progressive community here at IU, Cowie said. Lori Reeser, IU's Dean of Students, organized a group of fraternity and sorority leaders earlier this month. The goal was to make Greek life at IU healthier and safer. She could not be reached for comment, but praised the IU students' decision in a prepared statement that she released on Twitter November 28th. Cowie insisted students were responsible for the suspension. There was no pressure from the IU administration to make this decision, he said. Two factors led to the students taking action. One was recognition that an agreement Greek organizations at IU were required to sign wasn't having the desired effect. The other was an awareness of suspensions taking place across the country. You know, this agreement outlined several regulations that was signed, such as requiring organizations to register with IU Student Life for all social functions that involve alcohol and to provide sober monitors at those events. The agreement also prohibited hazing This year, 14 Greek organizations have faced disciplinary actions for hazing alcohol, endangering others, or not complying with the agreement here at IU. We have not seen the sort of growth and change from an IFC standpoint that we would have liked to have seen, Cowie said. The IU suspension only affects the 31 fraternity chapters affiliated with the Interfraternity Council. There are a total of 4 Greek councils at IU representing more than 70 sororities and fraternities. IU's Multicultural Greek Council represents culturally based organizations, while IU's Panhellenic Association represents 22 sororities. IU's National Panhellenic Council represents 9 historic black sororities and fraternities. So some of the organizations, it sounds like, are taking this action. You know, this is one of those ones where you can read the web almost every week and see something happening across the country in a Greek organization. And I think, obviously, there's a swell during rush and recruitment periods. But Jim, it's sad that there's deaths all the time from over-drinking, from accidents related to those sorts of things. And I think good preemptive move here, because I think, if nothing else, they were saying, uh-oh, things aren't moving like we hoped. Let's slow this down and give ourselves a chance. I was not in a fraternity when I was at IU, but I was offered bids to 2, and during the 4 years I was at IU, both of those 2 fraternities were ultimately closed down, Betas and Pi Caps, for alcohol related deaths on campus. And so, you know, tough one.
IU has definitely made some strides in this school year with safety, between the things that they've done with the athletic programs with the fraternities and sororities. So, hey, one quick reminder for those of you catching us Friday, make plans Saturday morning if you want to go check out the Santa train. It's going to be making a few stops across southern Indiana. It's going to be in Salisbury at 8:30 at the Yoho General Store. Then it moves to Bloomfield at 11 o'clock, then down to Linton at 1:30, and then on through the afternoon and evening into Duggar and Jasonville. This is a part of the Indiana Railroad, and they have been doing this for 28 consecutive years. They go all around. And it's a first-come, first-serve kind of experience, and kids get to get their picture with Santa and check out the train and all that good stuff.
That's
so
neat.
Something different, if you will.
Yeah.
And it's not like a Polar Express where mom and dad have to wear pajamas to the big show. We're going to take a break, come back with some sports action for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sports.
Are you all limbered up for your sports?
I'm going to stretch really quick, and we're ready to go. Hey, high school basketball season. Now that football is wrapped up around the state, our Eastern Green Thunderbirds, runners-up in the 1A state football championship. So congratulations to them on a fantastic season. Some wonderful folks down there in Eastern Heights with a heck of a run that will be remembered there for a long, long time. But time to hit the hardwood, and WGCL is your place for local high school basketball action, as the Cloverdale Clovers will be going to Edgewood tonight for Western Indiana Conference basketball play. Again, because it's a varsity doubleheader, the girls' game starts at 6. The boys' game will start a little bit later than usual, but check out Chalk Talk with Dave Novak and Coach J.B. Neal from the Mustangs tonight, and the boys' game will go on after. Let's see what else we've got. Full weekend of things here on WGCL. Tomorrow, if you want to talk NCAA football, boy, we've got that for you here. 3:30, we've got the SEC championship game from Atlanta. That will pit the Georgia Bulldogs against the Auburn Tigers. Mm. So Alabama has been left out of this, as have the Mississippi schools. So Auburn wins, they're in. Auburn loses. Whew, boy, that college football playoff goes crazy. And you want to talk about the football playoff going crazy. Also tomorrow night here on WGCL, I believe 7:30 kickoff, we've got the Big Ten championship game, where the Buckeyes from the Ohio State University in the Eastern Division will be taking on the Wisconsin Badgers. They're expecting 70,000 plus downtown in Indianapolis.
So we had at the Canopy of Lights last Friday.
Cheapest hotel room in Indianapolis, $299 downtown. As again, 70,000 will be taking to the streets and then to the stands at Lucas Oil Stadium. Again, Wisconsin wins, they're in my opinion, in the final four football playoffs. If Ohio State wins, then all craziness will ensue. Sunday, Jaguars and the Colts, with the Colts heading south to Jacksonville. Bob Lamy, Colts Radio Network pregame at noon. Kickoff, At 1 o'clock, we've got 7:30 football for you, Eagles and Seahawks, and then Monday night football, Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. So all that's happening, Jim. We talked a little about the IU Duke game. Again, you know, 10 points, 91-81. That's pretty darn good against the number one team in the country when you have a new coach and a new system being put into play. So, yeah, I think certainly that's not one that you hang your head from. Even Seton Hall is not one you hang your head from. Indiana State's the only one that kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth as far as the Hoosiers' losses so far this year. But interesting situation scenario coming up for the Hoosiers, and that is Big Ten conference play here in December. So tomorrow, if you're listening to us Friday night, or later this afternoon if you're listening to us, on Saturday, I believe a 12:30 tip with the Hoosiers going to Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines. And then Monday, the Hoosiers are at home against the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Right.
And so how about that? We've got Michigan on Saturday, Iowa on Monday, two games, 3 days, Big Ten conference play in December. And remember that Big Ten men's basketball conference play has been expanded from 18 to 20 games starting next year. So you'll see even more of this early conference play stuff. And then, if I'm not mistaken, Jim, I think the men have a little bit of downtime. I'm thinking selfishly of my own home schedule. I don't have the away schedule as memorized. But a Crossroads Classic, where the Hoosiers will take on Notre Dame, ranked number 5 in the country currently before their loss to Michigan State, at the end of finals week. And then they've got a couple beater games there with Fort Wayne and Tennessee Tech that hopefully will go in the Hoosiers' favor leading into Christmas. But let's also talk IU women's basketball. Lost a close, relatively speaking, game to Louisville in the women's version of the Big Ten ACC Classic. Number 4 Louisville, I mean, that's a legit women's college basketball team that will be alive deep into the NCAA tournament. And the Hoosiers hung in right there with them for a pretty decent amount of time. So proud of that. Sunday, Hoosiers will be at home at Simon Scott Assembly Hall taking on the Auburn Tigers at 2 o'clock. And then they go Tuesday against North Texas. So they're doing Sunday, Tuesday. The men are doing Saturday, Monday. And I'll go ahead and say again, and I'll talk about this during the season, Tyra Buss is a once-in-a-generation player in this community for the total package that she brings to that program. And I've been here in Bloomington, pretty reasonably involved with IU athletics for 21 years now, and the only person that I can even remotely say that is close to doing what she has done is Antoine Randall L. With her personality, with her effort, I think it's pretty special. So anyway, get out and see the women play. And, of course, right when you're finished tonight, if you're not going to listen to basketball, go to men's soccer. Hoosiers take on Michigan State. Winner goes to the Final Four in Philadelphia next week. So good luck to Coach Yagley and the guys.
We'll be back to wrap it up. Stay with us.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Less than a minute, Dr. Piller, forecast for the weekend.
All right, Jim, beautiful. All weekend, sunny, 50s. Then on Monday, up to 61, down to 50 on Tuesday. Then the temperatures drop into the 30s from there on for the near future. WGCLradio.com, all your weather, all the time.
Next weekend, Craig Hickman from ProBlue IT. We're talking about electronics and the holiday season. So if you have any questions, check out Facebook.com/TheBloomingtonReview. Let us know what you're thinking about, and we'll see if we can get them answered. Nice to have you back. Nice to have the Bloomington lady back.
Nice to be back, and nice to have her back as well, Jim. I agree. Lots and lots of fun IU athletics action. Lots of fun around town. We got chimes of Christmas, all sorts of good stuff.
Krampus.
And, Jim, I'm going to the Murat to see the Christmas Story.
The musical?
The musical, yep.
Do you need to borrow my Red Ryder BB gun?
I'm probably not allowed to have that.
Everybody have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.